The Santa Roga Barrier by Frank Herbert. Narrated by Scott Brick. Copyright 1968-1996 by Frank Herbert. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Herbert Properties, LLC and the Trident Media Group, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The sun went down as the 5-year-old Ford camper pickup truck ground over the pass and started down the long grade into Santa Roga Valley. A crescent-shaped turnoff had been leveled beside the first highway curve. Gilbert Dasine pulled his truck onto the gravel, stopped at a white barrier fence, and looked down into the valley, whose secrets he had come to expose. 2 men already had died on this project, Dasine reminded himself. Accidents. Natural accidents. What was down there in that bowl of shadows inhabited by random lights? Was there an accident waiting for him? Dasein's back ached after the long drive up from Berkeley. He shut off the motor, stretched. A burning odor of hot oil permeated the cab. The union of truck bed and camper emitted creakings and poppings. The valley stretching out below him looked somehow different from what Dasein had expected. The sky around it was a ring of luminous blue full of sunset glow that spilled over into an upper belt of trees and rocks. There was a sense of quiet about the place, of an island sheltered from storms. What did I expect the place to be? Dasein wondered. He decided all the maps he'd studied, all the reports on Santa Roga he'd read, had led him to believe he knew the valley. But maps were not the land. Reports weren't people. Dasein glanced at his wristwatch. Almost 7. He felt reluctant to continue. Far off to the left across the valley, strips of green light glowed among trees. That was the area labeled greenhouses on the map. A castellated block of milky white on an outcropping down to his right he identified as the Jasper's Cheese Cooperative. The yellow gleam of windows and moving lights around it spoke of busy activity. Dasein grew aware of insect sounds in the darkness around him, the swoop humming of air through nighthawks' wings, and away in the distance the mournful baying of hounds. The voice of the pack appeared to come from beyond the co-op. He swallowed, thinking that the yellow windows suddenly were like baleful eyes peering into the valley's darker depths. Dasein shook his head, smiled. That was no way to think. Unprofessional. All the ominous nonsense muttered about Santa Roga had to be put aside. A scientific investigation could not operate in that atmosphere. He turned on the cab's dome light, took his briefcase from the seat beside him. Gold lettering on the brown leather identified it. Gilbert Dasein, Department of Psychology, University of California, Berkeley. In a battered folder from the case, he began writing, "Arrived Santa Roga Valley approximately 6:45 p.m. Setting is that of a prosperous farm community." Presently, he put case and folder aside. Prosperous farm community, he thought. How could he know it was prosperous? No, prosperity wasn't what he saw. That was something he knew from the reports. The real valley in front of him now conveyed a sense of waiting, of quietness punctuated by occasional tinklings of cowbells. He imagined husbands and wives down there after a day of work. What did they discuss now in their waiting darkness? What did Jenny Sorga discuss with her husband? Provided she had a husband. It seemed impossible she'd still be single. Lovely, nubile Jenny. It was more than a year since they'd last seen each other at the university. Dasein sighed. No escaping thoughts of Jenny. Not here in Santa Roga. Jenny contained part of Santa Roga's mystery. She was an element of the Santa Roga barrier, and a prime subject for his present investigation. Again, Dasein sighed. He wasn't fooling himself. He knew why he'd accepted this project. It wasn't the munificent sum those chain stores were paying the university.